church.
Morning.
Isn't it good to be back into the house of the Lord?
Amen.
Yes. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness therein. Yes. Let us in his gates with praise and thanksgiving. Yes. Yes. Let's just take a moment and give God some honor, some praise. Amen. Y'all look so beautiful this morning.
You too.
Yes, thank you. Amen. This morning, I want to take a moment to thank all of you that came out to worship with us this morning. Whether you came on Facebook Live or whether you're watching us on the internet, if you're watching us later on, you know, on our website, we appreciate it. If you're here in the sanctuary, we just want to say thank you for supporting our ministry here at Archer's Grove. And we're glad that you came out to worship with us this morning. We're going to go ahead and get started. Somebody help me with worship morning hymn going to be this morning. All right. Amen. The praise team is going to bless you with a hymn this morning. Right after the doc's out.
Bless His flow, praise Him. go proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. That is the word of God for the people of God.
Wednesday, August 11th. Amen?
Amen.
So Yeah.
Spirit is about to say to this church, we ask you, God, put the thought upon our hearts and our minds, anything that's not like you, God, without you, to remove it now, God, that your Holy Spirit will have free flow in your house.
Yes.
The Lord. You got to fear the Lord. You got to honor the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
But the song,
step back and let God do it. One of the verses said, just like Hebrew boys, amen, in the fire of the furnace, amen. Daniel chapter 3, the Hebrew boys were trapped in the fire of the furnace from Nebuchadnezzar, amen. And they said, O king, we won't bow to you, amen. And they said, God can deliver us. But even if God does not deliver us, amen, we still don't trust him, amen. Right? And so, Charles D. Hayes let us know that we need to step back and let God do it, amen, like the Hebrew boys did. He also said Moses in Exodus 24, he came down off the mountain in Exodus 24 after God had written the law, and he got upset because the people was having a party, amen. Mm-hmm. The Bible says he broke the law of God, amen, in anger, amen. But what happened was God came back in Exodus 34, and instead of God getting the rock, instead of God doing the work, he made Moses do the work, amen. Mm-hmm. Moses went down, Moses got the stone, and then God wrote the Ten Commandments on the stone, amen. And Moses understood what God was saying. Step back, get out the way, and let me do this. Amen. So Job was the same way. Job lost his health. Y'all know the story. Job lost his children. Job lost everything, didn't I? But Job still had sense enough to understand. Naked I came, amen. Naked I returned, amen. No matter what happened, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So Job understood that to take your hands off, amen, and step back. Let God do it, amen. That's what the psalmist is saying. I mean, the proverb is saying here from Solomon, amen. He's telling his son to always trust God and let your heart keep the commandment. Then he said you will have length of days, amen. And that's not necessarily a conditional promise, not necessarily a promise that's going to happen, because we know a whole lot of people who trusted God and they died young, amen. Jesus Christ, being one of them, died at 33 years old. So just because a person dies young does not mean that they didn't trust God, amen. But it's just like it's not more like a promise, it's more like a principle, amen. That if you trust God, amen, God can do some things in your life that you never imagined that God can do, amen. And that word trust means to have a firm belief, amen, in whatever it is you have the belief in. A lot of people have a belief in modern technology, amen. They just believe in modern technology until they get up in front of people, amen, and their iPad goes off and they don't know the material, amen. Or they're going to do a PowerPoint at work, amen. The technology does not work, but they don't really know what their presentation is, amen. They don't have it ingrained in them, amen. So they trust in that, amen. And somewhere in the Bible, Psalm 27 says that some trust in chariots, amen, and some trust in horses. That was in that time, Sister Lisa. But today, some trust in Cadillac, amen. Some trust in Lexus, amen. Some trust in Apple, amen. More than they trust in God until you wreck it, amen, or it won't start, amen, or you got to make the payment, amen. Then you understand that you need God. I wish I had some. Some people trust me, amen. They trust their stocks and their bonds. Michael Thompson has lived long enough to understand you can have savings and money in your pocket and money under your mattress, amen, and one sickness and one disease can wipe all that out, amen. So you got to trust the one, amen, that put breath in your body. You got to trust the one that will raise you up. You got to trust him.
Yeah.
Trust God. What's the word trust? Trust is being reliable. Trust means to have the ability or the strength, amen, to put your faith and trust in someone, amen. That's why when I preach the gospel, that's what I do. I preach the gospel, amen. I can't preach Mike because you can't put your trust in me because I'm fallible just like you. But I do know a man, amen, where I can tell you to put your trust in him, and he will direct your path, amen, amen, amen. Tomorrow, ninth will be 12 years that God has allowed me to pastor. Amen. And that's not the honor. The honor is that he saved my soul. The honor is that he keep on waking me up. The honor is that every time I make a mistake, he keep on blessing me. The honor is that folks that should like me, do like me, that's the cause of me, but it's all for him. And I just love him. That's why I trust.
Amen.
December 2000, first time I stood in that pulpit. It was this one right here. Not to do a trial sermon, because there's no such thing as trials when God called you, amen. He's the one that equipped you and qualified you. We don't need no trial before the people, amen. He got the initial sermon to let you know that God is with us, amen. And so now, like I said, I preach Christ, amen. That's all I know. You know why? Because the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, amen. Hearing by the word of God.
themselves. That's why churches be torn out of pieces, because preachers too busy trying to preach themselves. Amen. Well, I'm preaching Christ, but I'm going to preach him. You ain't got to invite me. You ain't got to love me. You ain't got to call on me. Because one thing about it, when you call Michael Thompson, you know I'm going to preach Jesus. Amen. You know I'm going to preach him crucified. You know it. Trust God. Don't put your faith and trust in no man. Don't put your faith and no trust in no woman. Amen. The person may be trustworthy, but the person might die. Amen. You can't trust people. Amen. Don't put your trust in no job, because the company just might close. Amen. And that's why so many people are suicidal and upset and crazy. They need a job. They need their families. Amen. They even get mad, take their ball and leave their churches. But if your faith is in Jesus Christ, there's nothing separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. You come on, I preach y'all know what it is. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I wish I had time to turn. Maybe next week I can meddle a little bit. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 says, we have, Apostle Paul, we have the treasure in earthen vessels. In other words, God has placed his Holy Spirit inside men and women and allowed us to be able to treasure the beautiful word of God. Amen. Amen. It's not of us, but it's of God. Then it says that if you go down a little further around verse 7, it says that when you preach Christ, when you preach the gospel, those who don't want to hear the gospel, they can't hear because they're blind, blinded by the God of this world. Amen. It said that Satan, the devil, blinds the minds of men that they can't hear the word of God. Look, at least they decide to serve God. So when you see a whole bunch of mess going on, it's not you, it's not me, it's not your neighbor. You got to wake up and realize that the devil is trying to infiltrate your house. When you see him in the church, you got to say something. You got to do something. Y'all know when it's not a God. Y'all know what the fruit of the Spirit is. Y'all know what is love. Y'all know what is long suffering. Y'all know what is patience. Y'all know what is focused kind. Y'all know that. But when it's anything contrary to God, Christians, you're supposed to stand up and say something and stand on the word, stand down of Jesus Christ. Trust him. Trust the Lord. Then it says, lean not to your own understanding. Thomas Merton, who was an American monk, he says, when you're climbing the ladder of success, make sure, listen, make sure that you're not on the wrong wall. Mm-hmm. Then they say it like this, if y'all so churchy this morning, y'all can't get it. I got on a path that I thought was the right thing to do. It was the right, it wasn't wrong with what I was doing. It is something it was. But it wasn't always the wrong ladder I was trying to climb. It just wasn't the ladder that God had designed for me. So what I'm trying to tell you is, don't waste your time with situations and people who take you away from what God called you to do in the first place. Just go ahead on and do what God told you to do. If they want to walk, let them walk. If they want to leave, let them leave. If they want to talk, let them talk. You keep on trusting in the Lord. And told his church all the people, and nobody stood up and said anything. And out there in the world. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When the right time came for God to rescue me, when the right time came for God to save my soul, He picked me up, He turned me around, He placed my feet on solid ground. He's just doing for me. I'm not the only one talking. And if y'all not afraid, not ashamed, act like y'all been in church all y'all life, act like y'all know everything about God there is, you need to throw your hands up and tell God thank you. Give up your best and give your life back to God. And keep on working until God uses you. And every word of God is with you. Step back and let go. God said of all these trees that y'all can have, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, don't mess with it. Now today folks so smart you can't tell them nothing. I can stand up here and preach and y'all can take y'all smartphone, amen, and put it out and say, it don't get it right, amen. It don't really say it like that, amen. Y'all are going up in another man's commentary when y'all supposed to be here with me, amen. I am your pastor, leader, amen. The word of God, you're supposed to hear the word of God and obey the word of God. Is that right? But y'all are going to a phone, y'all are going to a commentary, y'all are going to Biscuit Hill and meet with somebody who tell you what they did in their church. That's their church. Let them do what they do in their church. But as for me and my house, you better hear it all. Trust in the Lord. You got to put the trust of the Lord in your children. Put the trust of the Lord in your family. And step back and let God do it. And God, what are you going to do? Yeah. 12 years standing right here. Don't know how I got here. Amen. Like Reverend C. Flint. I don't know how I got here. All I know is I'm here. Amen. All I know. How you do it? I don't know. I ain't like her. I can't write no books about it because I already got 66. It's already been written. Amen. Saved by grace, amen. All I know is what I was once was lost. I was blind, but now I see. That's all I know. All I know is Christ and Him crucified. That's all I know. But my grandparents and brothers messing up. All I know is Jesus. Take it to the Lord, amen. Ephesians 5, love your wife as Christ loved the church. And woman sees you love your husband the same way, amen. I wish I had somebody. Come on, not a sick pastor. Let me tell you about a man from Galilee who a woman was sick with the issue of blood for 12 years, amen. And when she went to Jesus to get the answer, because she knew He was the answer, Jairus stepped up. The ruler stepped up. He said, Jesus, I know what you can do, amen. You ain't got to come to my house. All you got to do is just say something. There's power in your word. There's power in your walk. I heard about what you can do. I believe what you can do. I see what you can do. And the Lord told Jairus, go ahead on. Your daughter is made whole. Open your hands. Who was bleeding for 12 years, amen. She touched the hem of the master's garment, amen. Jesus turned around and said, who touched my clothes, amen. And the disciples who walked with the Lord all that time did not have sense of discernment to understand that He was God, that He was the Messiah, that He was the Christ. I'm done with that, man. I'm done with my sermon. I just want to tell you that it's not the preacher that gets you happy. It's not the choir that gets you happy. It's not coming to the church that makes you who you are. But it's belief in Jesus Christ. And you will trust in God and obey what He says. God will bless you. God will keep you. But what about that somehow? Go down on your knees and repent. You ain't got to tell no man. You ain't got to tell no woman. Tell them how to talk with Jesus. Tell Him all about your trouble. He'll hear your faint cry. He'll answer. God, I'm a living with it. And God can fix any situation. Amen. house, working out your problem. Yeah. Raise your hand, somebody. That one time I was on a flight, wife and I think we was going to Miami, coming back, amen. Trust to the head, not the heart, amen. But long story short, at this time I was on the window seat, and the plane started dipping, amen. And the flight got real, real rough, y'all. I had a window seat that I was getting ready to lay back and go to sleep. When the plane started acting up, I opened the window, amen. I didn't even see what was going on. When I looked out, all I saw was clouds. All I thought was fog. I saw it was real dark on one side. I saw the lightning, amen, flashing, amen. And then y'all know what I realized? That through all of that, the plane kept on flying. See, the top, I'm looking with my eyes. I'm looking by sight. But the pilot was flying by his instruments. He never missed a beat. And the next thing I know, amen, they was telling us, put your seatbelt on, amen, and prepare for the landing, amen. Next thing I know, I heard the wheels hit, amen, and I jumped back in my seat. I looked at my wife, I said, thank you, Jesus. Amen. You were on the flight. What I'm saying now, this is for somebody. Doors of the church are open. If you never trust God, this is the time to trust God.
Amen.
Don't trust Reverend Thompson. Trust the man that I'm telling you about, who died on the cross to save your sins. You need to repent, come back, go in the water if you've never been there, and be baptized. The doors of the church is open. There's somebody who wants to come, you're in another church, but you keep coming back to Oxford Grove. Would you come on Christian Experience? Just what God had taught you, just what God had did for you, amen. And you want to link up with this particular branch of Zion, I want you to come right now and give your hand to me and the deacons, amen, and give your heart to the Lord, amen. I can tell somebody, but I'm done, amen. When I tell you, just come to Jesus, amen. Somebody know it, come to Jesus. Just that one verse, Lord, come to Jesus. Y'all know it, come to Jesus. Boy, you still got time. Just say that, just that one verse. Don't leave how I'm saying, but I know you know it. There one who comes in the life of the Lord, one who goes to baptism of water.
Baptism, Joyce Lindale, become a full-fledged
1:3, amen, we come for baptism, so I have to get back with the church, amen, see when we can fill that water, amen. Keep it so fast, amen, and we're going to dunk you that water and give you to God and celebrate your salvation. Amen. 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 Sustains us. You're the one who keeps us and guides us. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, God, for the souls of the Jordan Clint Scale who decide to follow Jesus. God, we love you today. Thank you, God, for your miracles. One of the miracles was, God, you woke us up this morning. Second miracle was, God, you started us on our way. Third miracle, God, was you gave us the activity of our limbs. Fourth miracle, God, was we was in our right mind. Fifth miracle, God, that we had clothes on our backs. God, we want to thank you this morning. Love you and be gracious. I pray, God, you sweep this congregation. Sweep Facebook Live. Sweep all families that connected. All sicknesses and diseases, God, we rebuke them right now in the name of Jesus. You see COVID on the rise, Lord. You can wipe it out if you want to, God. But for whatever reason, God, whatever disobedience or whatever it is, God, it keeps on coming back. So, God, I'm going to ask you like Abraham. If you just one, God, would you spare us, amen? Not 50, not 40, not 30, not 20. If it's just one, God, would you spare us? God, Michael Thompson is at the throne of grace to obtain mercy. God, we can't fight this COVID. The numbers are rising again. Doctors can't handle it now, Lord. People don't believe it. Some, God, you see us wearing masks, some not wearing masks, some won't be shot, some don't want the shot. God, all I know is we'll be shot, you God, and we're about to shot, you God. God, cover your people, protect and keep us, God. So we'll be better men and women, God, to walk this earth, God, to tell dying men and women there's a true reality in serving a true and living God. Father, I pray you would sweep this church right now. And thank you for those who've gone on, God. And stood tall on the wall so that we may be able to trust you and honor you and have a place to worship you. God, we don't take it lightly, God, for that sacrifice. And yet, God, for those of us who are here right now, now. Let us do better, God, so that we can leave a legacy, an imprint for somebody else to come along. Amen. If you don't come back, Jesus, let them stand strong, preach the gospel, live the gospel, love each other, God. That's what we want to do. Leave a legacy for Arches Grove United Church of Christ, that no matter what people say about us, they can say that they love the Lord. Amen. God, I ask you right now, come of families, amen, where sicknesses is, God. I ask you to touch right now in the name of Jesus, amen. People with COVID, and people with cancer, and people with diabetes, and people with COPD. God, the Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee got to bow. Everything with a name got to bow on the knee. God, we put it under subjection, under submission. No longer will the devil run our house. No longer will the devil run our church. No longer will the devil run our life. No longer will the devil be in our money. No longer will the devil have our children. God, we know you're a big God. A big plan. Big hand. Full of mercy. Full of grace. And full of love. God, my prayer for your people is this. After we've trusted you, after we lean not to our own understanding, in all our ways, after we acknowledge you, God, you said that you would direct our path and lead us to the light. So my benediction for your people is this. May the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide henceforth now and forevermore. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor,
neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor,
step back. And let God do it. Wrong neighbor. Look at the other neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Step back. And let God do it.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Don't forget, today we collected gifts to take over for, right? Brother Rodney's going to bring some gifts over for the backpacks. Amen. And then,